the Afghanistan link-ups on Garrison FM with Poppy Scotland.
I'm Mark McKenzie. We're linking up now with three Scots in Afghanistan, and we can speak to Captain Stephen Bromley, who is the unit press officer, but also the LDO as well, the Learning Development Officer. Stephen, good to speak to you. How's the deployment going for you so far?
Mark, it's been going quite splendid. We've really kind of got into it now that we've got through that initial first bit of embedding in and getting used to the conditions. So it's actually going quite swimmingly now, dare I say.
Now, you've got the dual role. You've got the unit press officer, so you keep people like me in check, along with the newspapers, photographers and the likes as well. How's that element been for you so far? Have you had a chance to get out and about?
Well, usually we try and get out quite regularly. If, for instance, we get a camera crew or someone from one of the local publications, we'll try and go out with them and ensure everything goes according to plan for them, and also ensure that any little problems that might occur, they have a problem finding a power source or finding somewhere where they can actually do their production of the material that they're trying to create. We'll go and ensure that that takes place, but at the same time we will go out and help provide security for them whilst they're out on the ground.
Your other hat is a fascinating one as well, and a lot of people would think that perhaps when the guys are deployed, it's a full-on 100% job. There's no time for them to develop their education prospects perhaps, or to have any education while they're out there, apart from doing the job. But that's not the case, is it?
Yeah, completely, Mark. Just because they're on tour doesn't mean that their career has to go on standby. So what we do is we ensure that their personal development as well as professional development continues whilst they're on tour, and we'll ensure that if they are due to promote shortly after the tour, that they have all the correct qualifications that are necessary.
No, that all sounds great, but how do you actually physically do that then?
It's mostly having to work around the lads' schedules, or the girls' schedules, that they will tend to have a fairly full-on day. So sometimes, for instance, we'll be able to find the odd hour here or there where the guys get in from a patrol, they'll have something to eat, and then it might be a case of they'll come and pop their head and say, can I get an hour's work in?
Also, Stephen, it being around the 11th of November, it's a very significant time for everybody. With you guys serving, will you have time to mark the special date?
Well, Armistice Day, of course, means a hell of a lot to everyone here. And, taking that moment to reflect and remember those who have kind of come before us, it's our opportunity to take a few moments. So whenever possible, we do ensure that we take that moment, and here at Chalkat, we will be ensuring that we do adhere to Armistice Day as well as Remembrance Sunday, as will they be doing the same at all the different patrol bases and FOBs throughout. At the same time, here, whilst we're here, we shall also be having our padre deliver a service. We will ensure that bit of time for all the lads to have and girls to have a little bit of a thought about exactly what this day means to them.
Stephen, I'm trying to place your accent. Where about you from?
I grew up in South Africa, but my family all live in Pittenweem in Fife.
Right, okay. So nice little fishing village, Pittenweem.
Yeah.
Do you want to say hello to them?
Sure, just to my mum and dad, and then to my girlfriend, Kate, who's in Yorkshire.
Excellent, you've just done it. Stephen, thank you very much for your time, and indeed all your help so far through the deployment.
The Afghanistan link-ups on Garrison FM. With Poppy Scotland supporting our heroes. Visit poppyscotland.org.uk.